From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Today brought more evacuations from the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, and a pair of villages under rebel siege. Evacuations began Thursday following an agreement between Russia and Turkey and were temporarily halted by the Syrian government. Meantime, the UN Security Council has agreed on a compromise resolution for UN officials to monitor the evacuations. The UN will vote on that today. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the situation in eastern Aleppo is getting more dire.
The most urgent thing that we are going to ask for at the moment is actually shelter, winter and places for people to be. Winter is coming across. Now, I renew in this connection our request to al-Nusra to leave eastern Aleppo on a safe passage. This will contribute avoiding bloodshed and increase our leverage on insisting on an urgent pause.
Families in eastern Aleppo have been sheltering in freezing temperatures and bombed-out apartment blocks waiting for evacuation convoys. Jordan security forces killed four gunmen in a popular southern tourist city after they killed 10 people, nearly 30 others wounded. There were no claims of responsibility, and authorities say there are no links with extremists in neighboring Syria. The mandate for President Joseph Kabila of the Democratic Republic of Congo expires today after the ruling party and the opposition failed to end the country's crisis over secession and elections. Opposition accuses Mr. Kabila, who has been in office since 2001, of clinging to power. This is VOA News. Hundreds of so-called electors cast their ballots today for the 45th U.S. president following the November 8th election, which businessman Donald Trump won. His opponent, Hillary Clinton, received at least 2 million more popular votes than Mr. Trump, but it is the electors who choose presidents. The 538 electors from 50 states and the District of Columbia will cast their votes based on the outcome of the election in each state. University of Virginia political science professor Larry Sabato.
You can't say for sure that he'll get the 306 votes that were allocated to him, and you can't say that Hillary Clinton will get the 232 she was allocated. There will probably be some faithless electors, that is, electors who don't vote the way their state voted. But precisely how many, it's impossible to say, but there won't be nearly enough to overturn Trump's victory.
Only one Republican elector in the southwestern state of Texas said he would not vote for Donald Trump. China says it will hand over an underwater drone to the U.S. that it seized in international waters of the South China Sea last week, even though President-elect Trump said Beijing should keep it. Chinese naval vessels seized the unmanned submersible while it was collecting unclassified scientific data on Thursday. Hawaii-based Pacific Forum security analyst Brad Glosserman tells VOA there are two reasons for China's move.
The first is the long-standing Chinese complaint that they do not like these activities, American reconnaissance and research activities that occur in even in international waters, because they feel as though that the United States is preparing for underwater warfare and that it would offer them an advantage in the event of a conflict.
The other, Glossman says, is China sending a message to Mr. Trump that it is unhappy with his telephone call from Taiwan's president. Hungarian-born Hollywood actress Zsa Gabor has died at the age of 99. The cause was a heart attack. She appeared in more than 30 films. And on a 1991 TV talk show, Gabor said she was a much nicer person than many believed.
I have 8 dogs, and I have a wonderful daughter, and I tell you one thing, I never got alimony or a child support from my husband, only because I didn't want it to, because nobody's going to buy me.
Her kind of humor, Gabor was married 9 times, might have been most famous just simply for being famous. She and her 2 sisters came to the United States in the 1930s, went straight to Hollywood to make movies. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.